The following presentation is a production of Ride the Wave Media.
Hey y'all, welcome back to the Kaya Podcast. Super excited to have everybody here, and really, really just want to express such deep gratitude for all of you who joined in and listened to the first couple episodes that we launched last week with the beginning of the Kaya Podcast. We launched it on Spring Equinox, and that was very intentional, very specific. And I just want to thank every single person, for those of you that showed support through social, listened to the podcast, followed, downloaded, anything. It was a really, really big day, and I feel super grateful, super humbled, and just really, really, really proud, I should say, on being able to finally launch the podcast. Now, I say finally, because truthfully, I looked at my phone and I had a note in my phone from 2018 that said podcast topics. And I know that around that time, potentially even before, I had already been speaking about wanting to do a podcast, or hey, that would be super fun, or something would come up. I'm like, oh man, I have a lot to say about that, or I would love to talk about that. And so on today's episode, I want to give y'all a little bit of behind the scenes of what came up for me last week when the podcast launched, and dive into a little bit about how all of us, in some form or another, experience this form of imposter syndrome, or maybe you find yourself in a place of not feeling ready to do something or ready to launch something. And I'm just going to share on today's episode about a lot of the fears and worries and subconscious belief systems that have held me back, and also just some of the pure life realities that get in the way. So that's what we're going to be talking a little bit about today. And, you know, like I said, you know, I've kind of gone back and forth like, okay, cool. Well, people want to hear about astrology, and we're currently in a really big astrological season with eclipses and all that's happening. That being said, we just launched a podcast last week, and I think it's important to talk about what was the journey to get to that point, because I know for me, a 7-year journey, there's a lot that's going to happen in that time frame, and maybe somebody here can relate. I think we often can look at other people when they birth a business, they birth a podcast, they birth a child, they get married, they go to college, they graduate. Like, we have all of these, like, wow, you know, that was amazing, or that's amazing that person did that, and what a milestone, or how beautiful that is that somebody created that. And I think it's very easy to look at others and kind of have this subconscious thought of, like, well, that's for them, and that's not something I can ever do. Or we can look at others and be like, oh, I don't have the confidence that they have, or I don't have the personality that they have to do that, or I don't have the skill set to do this thing. And all of those things can come into play. So as I mentioned before, 2018, I have a note in my phone about podcast topics. And since then, I have many, many more notes of multiple topics. If you listen to episode 1 of the Kaya Podcast, it's really just kind of a background episode, sharing with y'all who I am, what a little bit of my story or personal story or journey has been to get to this point. But in there, I do talk about, you know, really wanting to do a podcast for the better part of the last 7+ years. And I could tell you a bunch of reasons. First and easiest to address, that's I think held me back over the last year and a half-ish, is I have totally been self-conscious about being congested and having super bad allergies. So my cute little French bulldog, Mr. Gray, is epileptic, and that means that he has seizures fairly often, and I love him, but I am a little bit allergic to him. So this morning, he had 2 seizures, and so I was holding him a lot more than I typically hold him, and that has caused me to be extremely congested. And just, again, as I've shared over the last year, year and a half, I've had issues with congestion and sinuses. And it's just, you know, when I talk to a lot of people, you know, I have a dear, dear friend who has been dealing with some alopecia stuff, and he's in the process of putting together a hair product line. So the irony that I think is really beautiful and powerful is often the things that we are meant to do will show up in such a way, right, that the energetics or the excuses or the subconscious fears can totally prevent us from stepping into our power if we let it. I am totally guilty of being self-conscious and not wanting to launch a podcast because my whole life I have had what I consider a very powerful voice and very powerful opinions and have been very blunt and spoken clearly to the point. And that as soon as I start taking actual steps to launch a podcast, simultaneously, my nose and my throat get congested. Oh, man. So as I'm speaking about this for me, I want you to think, or I invite you to think about, where in your life are those things popping up, right? Is there something in your life that you feel super passionate about or gets you really excited or gets you, you know, feeling like, oh, that would be so great, that would be so fun, and that would be so cool. But you're like, no, I can't. You're, no, I can't do that because of this. I can't start a podcast because I have a stuffy nose and I'm congested all the time. I can't launch a hair care product line because my hair is falling out, right? Who am I to talk about blank because blank? And that's what really holds us back from stepping into our power. So I feel you guys on that. I think a lot of us have heard of imposter syndrome, but I also feel like sometimes it can get a little bit overused as a means of preventing us from starting. So there was that. I also recognized when the podcast was launched, I had a huge wave of emotion. I was nervous. I was super nervous, right? And then all these little voices come in your head like, nobody's going to give a shit. Who cares? What if nobody listens? Nobody is going to listen. Or you're going to offend people by the things that you say. Or you're going to hurt somebody's feelings. Or so much was coming up for me. Another thing that came up for me too was like, whoa, this feels really vulnerable and really scary. When we launch something or we put something out into the world, even if it's not a project, like how about just sharing our feelings with another person? How about just being vulnerable, whether it be with your friend or your spouse or your kids or a coworker or a boss? That can feel scary because there's always a profound sense of rejection that's floating around. And I observed that for myself last week. And thank goodness, I feel like being an athlete for the majority of my life has prepared me for being an entrepreneur, which has prepared me for being somebody who's able to put something into the world, have my little moments of fear or worry or vulnerability and doubt, and then move through it and be like, well, if nobody listens, nobody fucking listens. And then that's just it, right? Like, great. And then I reminded myself that I've kind of had this motto when I have held retreats or I have held events or when I was a coach or when I was a manager, district manager, anything. And it wasn't about pleasing everybody. It wasn't about reaching everybody and trying to make a difference for everybody. It was about, can I make an impact for one person? One person is enough. Can I influence somebody's life for the better? Just one person. And as I observe these feelings of like fear and doubt and nervousness come up last week when the podcast was launched, I reminded myself that if one person hears an episode and is moved, that is enough. That is enough. So again, I invite you to not minimize the impact that we have by just impacting or influencing one person. Another thing that kind of prevented me from doing the podcast was I didn't prioritize it. I talked a lot about it to so many people and across all spaces of my life. And every time I talked about it, I got really excited. I could feel the energy move. I could feel my excitement. But it was not something that I was putting a lot of time and energy into. There were times I would sit down and write together with my assistant and play all the ideas I've had. I mean, we literally have a huge Excel sheet about topics. Like trying to co-collaborate with one of my besties to do a podcast with him. And then he ended up moving out of state, so that didn't come through. And then every time I would sit down to try to do it, I was like, okay, literally, I will tell you all right now, I am recording on a new Yeti mic. I have another Yeti mic. And I have three other microphones that I have ordered and forgotten about in the last few years. So here's this project, right? It is like, I've ordered equipment. I'm pretty sure I have multiple tripods. I have several microphones, at least one, maybe two sets of headphones. And I've got, you know, like, okay, I'm going to do it. Order all the product. I'm ready. I'm set. And then the momentum fizzles out. I think in life that there's two sides of things, right? So we talk a lot about the energetics, and I am a huge, huge, huge believer in timing. I'm a big believer in things will land when we are ready for them. Things will show up when we are ready for them. And I definitely can side with the belief system of like everything happens for a reason, or everything happens in the right synchronistic timing. That being said, I have also been a very successful salesperson, manager, coach, parent, and one of the things I definitely can say is that sometimes we just have to do the fucking thing. Just do the fucking thing, okay? Regardless of what's happening, like the podcast was not perfect. I remember taking a podcasting class and they're like, okay, before you launch your podcast, you need 10 episodes baked. I did not have 10 episodes baked when we launched the podcast. And you need to have a podcasting studio. I do not have a podcasting studio. And you need to have this. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's overwhelming. If we have learned anything, y'all, in the last few years, it's that a lot of what we've been told we need to do and what are we going to do it in might not actually be working anymore. Yeah. So I got my little iPad, I got my new Yeti because the other Yeti's cord is broken because I probably moved with it. I don't know, moved it around too much or stored it away for a couple years. It was all keyed. So here I am with my pretty basic, basic setup, non-professional, but the bottom line is I did the fucking thing. So let's maybe just take a risk, take a chance. It doesn't matter because putting it out there, right? I'm like, who am I? Who am I to hold a podcast, right? Imposter syndrome. Okay, I have allergies. I shouldn't be talking on a microphone. Okay, I am not an expert in this, but I just have big feelings around that. Or I have had a lot of experience in this, but I don't have a degree. So all of that shows up. So we're going to take a moment here, like an actual intentional moment here on the podcast when you're listening to it at home, you're on a walk, you're in your car, whatever, you know, you're using it to like fall asleep. I just want everyone to just literally take just a moment and take a deep inhale with me through the nose and exhale. And let's do two more of those. One more. I want you to close your eyes and I want to ask you just one question. I want you to trust the answer that comes through. What is the one thing that you know and feel you want to do but you haven't done yet? what came to mind? Don't second guess. Maybe it surprised you. Maybe you're like, okay, well, I'm going to do that. I'm driving. I can't breathe. That's cool. Breathe. You don't need to close your eyes. That would be highly dangerous. But I just want to ask one more time. So if nothing came to you, try again. Take a few deep breaths here. I'll let you do it on your own. Clearing the head, clearing the mind, clearing the heart. And I want to ask again, what is the one thing you want to do that you haven't done yet? Hopefully something dropped in. And I don't want to give too much time to think because the brain wants to come in and be like, yeah, you can't do that, remember? There's the imposter syndrome. Yeah, but that's going to take too much work, remember? Oh, you don't have all the product from Amazon, remember? Right? Oh, you're not an expert. You can't do that. Oh, you have allergies. You can't do that. We don't want to give the brain any opportunity. So hopefully you took a moment. And if you weren't able to, I invite you later to just take 3 really deep breaths and ask that question to yourself. And it could be something that you want to put out. It could be an idea. It could be a piece of art. It could be a conversation that you've been avoiding for a while. I think when we're about to, I like to talk about like jumping timelines or kind of elevating our life or elevating our soul or stepping more into our soul's calling, which is exactly what I felt like when I launched this podcast. I did feel as though I was stepping into a new version of myself. And I am a firm believer, scientifically proven, that anytime we do something we don't want to do or do something that scares us, part of our brain grows, right? So I know for me, last week of launching this podcast, I did something that, yes, I absolutely wanted to do. I was very excited. And it was definitely emotional process. And not all of that emotion was excitement. And so when we do things that we have maybe struggled to do or we're nervous to do or we're not sure, we literally change our chemistry. And energetically, I believe that we jump timelines or we level up or we step into a new vibration. And that can be a really, really powerful space. And again, it doesn't mean that now we have made it and it's like, oh, everything's going to go great. No, what it means just is that, hey, I was willing to do something that my soul was had been calling for. I do feel like, again, there were things in the last 7 years and times and opportunities that I could have launched my podcast. And would it have gone on and would it have been great and I would have had great success or who knows? But I'm not going to sit and dwell on that. Because like I said, while I feel very strongly about it launching a week ago on the spring equinox, I do also know that sometimes part of what prevented that was my own personal hesitations and belief systems, right? So working through those and then also arming myself with people in my life who believe in me, who support me, that has been huge. I remember over the last year or so saying, I just want to sit down, record an episode, or record a coffee date that I have with one of my friends, or just record a conversation. This was another piece of where the podcast that it came from was I would sit down with coffee or I'd be in a car with my friends, and we would just have like the coolest, deepest, most profound conversation. And then after, we're like, damn, what the fuck? Wish we could have recorded that. There was like so much good stuff in there. It's like we kind of have this little bubble around us and we totally move and leave somewhere else off the planet and then we come back, right? And so I was like, oh, I gotta do a podcast. So, you know, it's like having these moments come together. And then being able to say, okay, just putting it into action. And I remember over the last little bit of time saying, I just want to sit down, record an episode, and then be done. And have somebody else produce it, you know, choose the, like, give me the song, do the artwork. Like, I don't know all this technology type of stuff. I'm kind of a girl when it comes to technology. And I definitely follow the rule, like, make it fun or easy, right? I'm a Leo, so make it fun or make it easy. And lo and behold, a few months ago, I met this super cool guy. He is the news just played from Ride the Wave Media, which is producing this podcast currently. And he literally was like, oh, I produce podcasts. And it's basically plug and play. So between my super supportive partner who believes in me, and she has provided such beautiful belief and space, my amazing assistant, you know, I all of a sudden found myself with a team of people around me to help the thing become the thing. And that's also what I think part of imposter syndrome is, or part of us hiding our gifts or hiding behind our fears to put our power into the universe, is we don't always have the most supportive people around, or we don't have the right teammates around. So now I've got support, I've got my assistant who literally is on the same vibe and wavelength with me, who I trust with all my heart. And then I've got somebody who produces the show. And so putting all of those pieces right there, I was calling the production piece in. I had the support, I had my assistant, but I was like, I don't want to search all this. I want to make decisions. Give me 5 choices. I'm solid. This is exactly what happened. And I chose, right? Hey, here's a picture I like. Work it out. Okay, cool. And so there's, when we are wanting to do something, like who's around you? Think of going back to the one thing that you know you want to do, but you haven't done yet. Maybe it's a conversation, right? Maybe it's preparation for a tough conversation that you haven't had, but you know you want to have and you know you need to have. So go to a confidant, go to somebody you love and trust and say, hey, can I practice this with you? Hey, can we role play? Reach out for help, y'all. There are people. Call it in. Just within this last week, I met with somebody in the real estate industry, which is, you know, I talked about, maybe I haven't talked about, I am a realtor. And I love the aspect of helping people buy and sell their homes. But I talked to somebody in the industry that we're going to start doing some work together. And she's like, oh, you know, I've been following you on Instagram for a while. And I've been wanting to do, you know, stuff with you, get to know you better and do some deals with you. But I didn't know if you already had your people lined up. And what's so funny is, like, she just came into my mind. I had seen her around and knew who she was, whatever, but also, I was like, oh, and then she kept popping up. So I finally just reached out and was like, hey, show me coffee and see if like working it will work. And she was like, oh my gosh. So then she tells me in our in-person meeting, I have literally been putting it out of the universe to work with you. I've been putting it out there. And I'm like, well, the universe delivered because I could hear it. So I tell you all this because it's like, what are we missing out on? Why aren't we tapping into the people around us? Do we take enough time each day to really listen to the messages coming in? And when we have a beautiful, big, broad, bold dream or idea, do we just brush it off like, nah, can't do that. Nah, I don't have time for that. No, I don't have their equipment, right? No, I don't have the voice. Or can we get inspired and just say, fuck it, let's go. What is the worst that's going to happen? Right, I record a podcast for a year and nobody listens, I get over it, move on, and then what? My life still moves on, yo. And it is what it is. Or let's swing the pendulum the other way. I go out and I record a podcast, and if nothing else, it provides a really cool place for me to share things that I want to talk about. And I'm not a huge journaler, I'm not great at journaling, so maybe it's only my own personal verbal journal. You just never know. Right? Maybe you go have that conversation that you're scared to have. Maybe you're scared to talk about, like, I don't know, maybe you're dating somebody, you're ready to make it serious, not retaining the weight too. Yeah, that's what ends up being your forever partner because you wouldn't have the conversation. We just never know. So I just want to remind y'all, I had imposter syndrome. I had a million reasons to not do this. I didn't do this for many years. I tried and I came back. And I tried, but I never gave up the dream because it was something that lit me on fire for a really, really long time. So whatever came to you today, or if there's been something that's kind of been nudging you or poking at you during this episode, peek in, take a listen, look around, call in the team that you need to get it going, call in the support that you need, because we are all connected. So that's it for today's episode. Hopefully Whatever comes to mind is something that you are still ready and passionate to do. And I know that it can be wrought with emotions, but it's okay because the emotions will fade. And at the end of the day, you'll be super proud of whatever you put out. And you'll be able to say, hey, I was super scared or wasn't ready, but I did it anyway. And here's the cool outcome. So until next time, y'all, hopefully you can have a good one. And I'll see y'all soon.